We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're talking lynching. We're talking the word lynching, but it has connotations, different connotations for different people, I guess. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Lynn. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, thanks for calling.
I could not agree. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I just wanted to make a point. I mean, I find the president extremely racist and his comments offensive. And for the people that defend him and say, oh, maybe he didn't mean it, that lynching is just, they mitigate his comments, it's cumulative.
Mm-hmm.
It's every day he makes these statements. And your colleague, Wendy Bell, I almost can't listen to her anymore because she's one of them that you people are overreacting. He's a president. We should respect him. But he's degrading. And what I find really offensive is that And I just can't believe the people, the number of people that will continually defend his behavior, his atrocious behavior, and his highly insulted comments. So that's all I really wanted to say. So I heard you and Wendy have an exchange at one point, and she asked you specifically, do you think he's racist? And you agreed, and I couldn't agree more. I don't understand why people as intelligent as she is and many others can't see him for what he is.
And I agree with you on that. I am going to ask, however, comments about Wendy. I'm going to ask you to take those to Wendy's show. And we'll
yes.
keep this on the Lynn Hayes Freeland show. But I agree. Sometimes I do think that,
yeah. But it's causing me to not listen to the network.
Yeah. Well, you listen from 12 to 3. You stick with us. Lunch with Lynn. Okay. All right. Thanks so much for your call, indeed. I think that, all righty, bye-bye. I think that one of the issues around the president tweeting that what's happening in this impeachment effort from the Democrats to him, he likens it to a lynching. And for people of African descent, for people of color, lynching has a whole different meaning, and the president doesn't respect what using that word means to people of color. Aranda Sharif is a lecturer at the University of Pittsburgh School of Africana Studies. He joins us now for that conversation. Welcome, sir.
Hey, how you doing today?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. I can't complain.
So let's talk about the word lynching and why it elicits such a strong reaction from people of African descent.
You know what? Lynching is one of those histories that I think as a country that we really don't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at lynching historically, it always primarily affected African Americans more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just has to do more with power and control than anything else. So in an antebellum period, during that enslavement period, those enslaved people were lynched so they wouldn't run away. They were lynched as deterrents for other enslaved people not to think about escaping.
Hmm. So it was like almost, it was used as a tool to send a message to other slaves, don't you try this, or this is what could happen to you.
Yeah, it's a fear tactic, it's a mob tactic. Then if you want to even go back to Jack Johnson, the great boxer,
mm-hmm.
When he won his first heavyweight fight against a white person, African Americans were lynched because he won.
Hmm.
They were lynched because we won, they were lynched because one, they didn't want African Americans to think that they could beat white people, and also these slave owners, but these farmers, people that owned the farms,
mm-hmm.
they lynched people to keep them on the farms, these sharecroppers, as a workforce. So again, it's a fear tactic, and again, it's always about power. Those who have power, mm-hmm. and those who are not in power. And we could talk about monetary power, political power, powers in numbers. And again, when we're looking at people being lynched, you're looking at these mobs. It's not just one or two people lynching these people.
Right.
It's a group. It's a group mentality that is going after a lone individual or lone individuals. It could be two or three people getting lynched at the same time. But it's never a thing based on fact a lot of times. It is based on fear on each side.
On each
side. And generally the people being lynched, they're the victims. I think in the case of President Trump, he's not the victim. And if we're talking about power, you have the highest office in the country. You have all the power dynamics that exist in this idea of lynching. So to talk about lynching, look at Emmett Till, look at World War II veterans who came back and were lynched in their uniforms.
And see, that's it. To me, there's like this visual. I just see this visual of bodies hanging from a tree.
Yeah. Yeah, strange fruit.
Strange fruit. Strange exactly. Fruit. Strange fruit. So then it baffles me why people don't take that seriously or people don't understand why it elicits that type of reaction from African Americans.
Well, what I realized, actually just did a lecture last week on minstrels and blackface minstrels.
Mm, okay.
And we watched that Megyn Kelly.
Yes.
Exchange on NBC. And when you're watching it, some of the things she says about wearing costumes and how things are funny and not offensive, she said one costume that was banned at a university was wearing an Anne Frank costume. And she made reference to with the Anne Frank costume, are they going to just carry a diary? And you heard people gasp and not say anything in the audience in astonishment. And then it really hit me that they don't connect to it because it doesn't affect them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're not affected, you're totally oblivious to other people's feelings. So if you talk about Anne Frank, Jewish people will connect to that.
Right.
If you're talking about Emmett Till, African-American people will connect with that. When you're talking about Native Americans and the Trail of Tears, I mean, there are certain things that certain people in this country connect to and affects, but there's also a group of people that are they're not involved in any of that.
They don't have
a problem with it.
So exactly.
There's this disconnect that exists where that prevents them from even being emotionally caring.
Indeed. We got Aran. Aranda Sharif, thanks so much for joining us. We needed that explanation indeed. Aranda Sharif, a lecturer at the University of Pittsburgh's Department of Africana Studies. It is a perspective that we needed. We continue this conversation about lynching, what it means and what it meant for the president to use it today. 866-391-1020.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.